We have many guests who come on several times a year, and people really enjoy hearing from them, and our guest today is definitely one of those guests. We often get calls asking when he will be on next because somebody has a big vacation planned and really wants some of that great advice from Rick Seney. Rick is founder and CEO of FairCompare.com, and it helps us navigate the world of airfares, keeps us informed of trends that he sees in the industry. Rick, always great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Appreciate it very much. If you have a question for Rick, maybe you have a general airfare question. Maybe you have a trip that you're thinking about and want some advice on. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@WPR.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or a comment there. And Rick, seems like, you know, summer usually brings some good airfare deals, but this summer seems a little different, doesn't it? Why?
Yeah, well, when you see headlines like airlines making a profit, you know something's going on with ticket prices, because that's not been the norm recently. I think a lot of it has to do with the culmination of about 4 years of basically merging, contracting, reducing the number of flights. And I don't know if you've been on a plane in the last 6 months or so, but
there's no
empty seats on any planes nowadays. So.
No.
The bottom line is supply and demand is on the airline side at the moment. I think the airlines are very skittish right now because of what's happening with some of the economic news. They're worried that people will quit pulling out their credit cards. So there are some deals coming up. And typically we hit the slower season as kids go back to school in the last week in August or so. So typically those people that have some flexibility that fly sort of at the very tail end of the summer are going to get really good deals. We've already seen a couple sales that already include last week of August, September, and October, for example.
Okay, and usually the isn't it true that they the sales what they launch on a Tuesday usually, and then they usually end on Thursday.
Yeah, typically, just under, according to our data, which is trillions of different samples, it shows that about just under 70% of the time they launch their sales in the wee hours of Tuesday night. All the other airlines scramble to match in the morning, and typically those sales last about 3 days. So Tuesday to Thursday is the perfect shopping window if you want to be shopping for tickets. We've seen recently some flash sales on Twitter and Facebook where they're doing them on Mondays and Fridays, or even having some sales on Fridays. So it's not always the case, but it's definitely when and I would be shopping. I shop for tickets all the time, and it's always at Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Do you sign up for your own alerts?
I probably have more alerts than anybody else on our system.
And that,
because I'm the travel agent of the family, the extended family, the Facebook family, the Twitter family.
And of course, that's what other people can do. They can sign up for alerts with you, and you'll
absolutely. Yeah, in real time, we monitor over 500 airlines. We basically price the entire world hour by hour and look for changes. And as soon as we detect a change, we'll send you that note so you can be first in line to get that cheap ticket.
All right. Are there any good sales going on right now?
Yeah, Southwest had a sale that was a 10-day sale that started on July 10th through July 20th. It's only for Tuesday, Wednesdays. Actually, this particular sale blacks out, I think, Fridays. But it's only for travel after August 21st. So basically, the sale period is, and it does not include Thanksgiving, for example. They blacked out Thanksgiving as well. So there are a few sales out there. JetBlue has a sale out there for Tuesday, Wednesdays only. No airline out there doesn't have a sale. When one airline has a sale, they all have a sale. The main reason for that is that if they're $1 more than their competitor, they're on page 30 of shopping results and nobody ever finds them.
Ah, there you have it. Well, Arthur in Milwaukee has a question for you, so let's go there. Arthur, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Two of us seniors are interested in going from Milwaukee to Berlin, Germany, second half of September for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, first of all, perfect time to go because that's when Oktoberfest starts in September. I know because I have a lot of family in Austria, which is not too far away. Certainly, you want to be shopping right now. We've seen some prices drop for the end of September. Unfortunately, what's happening right now with international travel is you have the average fuel surcharge across the Atlantic at about $450 round trip. The average taxes are over $150. So before they even start to charge
$600,
you're looking at $600. So even if they're charging you 150 or 200 each way, your ticket's close to 1,000. Historically, if you go back 3 or 4 years ago before the big fuel crisis in 2008, that ticket from an airport like Minneapolis or Chicago would have been around $725. Right now, that same ticket's going for around $900.
Hmm.
But so in your particular case, you definitely, if you want to, if you, they're going to charge you a premium if you leave from a regional airport, like say you're leaving from Madison or La Crosse or a variety of other airports, they're going to charge you another $150 premium on top of that. So it behooves you to start your trip in Chicago or Minneapolis, depending on which airport you're closer to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you'll see some ticket prices in the low 800s, but I definitely would be shopping right now. I would sign up for alerts. You could also fly, the most prominent destination in Germany is Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. And Berlin's a little tougher to get to. You're going to have to make a connection. There's hardly any transatlantic flights into Berlin directly. So you'll have to probably stop in Frankfurt, possibly in Munich. You might want to check out those cities for a few days and then take Air Berlin, which is a low-cost airline, into Berlin as well. So you might look into that as well.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Good luck. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Marge in Madison. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I'm planning a trip to Paris over Christmas. And wondering when the best time to shop for those tickets would be. The lowest I found them now is about $1,050 out of Madison.
Yeah, out of Madison, $1,050 over Christmas is about $300 over the historical norm. But so I think you could probably get that ticket for about $900. I would start shopping last couple weeks in August, early October. That's when they start to drop prices for some of those Christmas dates. Definitely, if you're flying to Europe, here's a couple tips. They have what's called midweek and weekend pricing. So if you leave on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you typically pay $30 to $40 more each way. So if,
okay.
if you're, if you can take your trip on a Monday through a Thursday, either going or coming back, you'll get half the benefit. So I definitely would look into that. Typically, Christmas Day itself is a great time to leave that evening. They typically discount pretty heavily because nobody likes to fly that night. And coming back on New Year's Day, for example, if you're going to stay a week, is a perfect time. Those are the two best shopping days and typically the cheapest.
Okay, wonderful. I could come back on the 1st, but can't leave on Christmas. So,
but
great.
even then you get half the benefit. So it's always good to look at that. And as you look at it, when Christmas falls, it depends on where Christmas falls. Everybody likes to leave the day after Christmas, and that's when the heavy prices are. So
mm-hmm.
if you leave a little bit before Christmas, the prices are a little bit cheaper.
We're looking at leaving the 22nd to get in the 23rd. So
perfect. So,
yeah.
so you're in perfect shape. Just leave the 22nd and come back on the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you said to look, start looking the end of August, but that through early October is the best time.
Yeah, I would okay. sort of monitor. I think you should be able to get that price in the either high 800s or the low 900s.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And let's turn to Andrea in Minocqua next. Hi, Andrea.
Hi. I'm nervous. I've never called before.
Well, glad you called. How can we help?
I am planning a trip to Italy with my husband September 22nd for a week. We have it all planned except for the flight. What would we be looking to pay, and where would we be best to drive to? Since I'm up in the boonies, would it be Milwaukee or Minneapolis?
Definitely Minneapolis is a major hub into Atlanta, across the Atlantic. So I would definitely look at, you're typically out of Milwaukee, you're going to pay anywhere from $50 to $80 more for the convenience of flying out of Milwaukee. You still end up out of Milwaukee having to connect in either New York or Chicago. Well, I don't think you would connect in Chicago, but you connect on the West Coast at Washington, D.C. or Boston or something like that. So either way, you're probably going to save yourself $100. Again, the same tips before, if you can fly on sort of the Monday through Thursday, you're going to save yourself some money.
Okay.
Definitely, you need to be shopping right now.
Okay, this
for
is
that
the time.
September trip. You're definitely in the sweet spot of shopping for that trip right now.
Okay.
The prices out of Minneapolis, I'm just looking at the board right here, are running about $970 if you're going into Rome. It depends on where you want to go. Where are you planning on heading in Italy?
Into Florence.
Into Florence, yeah. So there's no flights into Florence directly, so you'll either go into Rome. There's a few flights into Venice if you want to. So you'll end up probably taking a train. I went to Florence a couple of years ago and took the train from Rome, for example.
Okay.
All right.
Well, perfect.
So, definitely you need to be shopping now and try to get in that ticket price in the $900 range. If you see anything in the $900 range, snap it up.
Jump on it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much.
Have fun.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. It sounds like she's pretty excited, and I don't blame her. Michelle and Matt, Italy? Why not?
Yeah, I love that.
Michelle and Madison, your turn. Hi.
Hi. I want to take a trip to the Virgin Islands, probably St. John's, I think, and I wanted to go in November or December. I'm pretty flexible. I'm just trying to figure out what time of the year generally can I get the best deal going to the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, so typically the best deals to the Virgin Islands are typically during hurricane season, which we're in the middle of. And we've had a pretty mild hurricane season this year, by the way. So that's the best pricing typically. The most expensive pricing is around Thanksgiving and around Christmas.
Okay.
So, and one of the cheaper sweet spots is for sort of the first 2 weeks in December. It's sort of, It's the perfect time to go. Hardly anybody can go because their kids are in school, for example. So I would look at the first 2 weeks in December. You'll see some discounting, especially out of Chicago and a little bit less so out of Minneapolis. Chicago has some pretty good flights into there. You typically end up having to go, depending on what airline you are, and landing somewhere on the southeast, whether it's Charlotte if you're on U.S. Airways, Atlanta, if you're on Delta, or Miami, if you're on American.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. First 2 weeks of December. And then
you're looking for a ticket price sort of in the $500 to $620 range. If you go at Christmas time, that jumps up to $800 to $850.
Great. And then again, Monday through Thursday travel the best?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. That's mainly for transatlantic. Typically, what you want to do for that particular trip is Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. I have to say, our group, we had a group trip to England a few weeks back, and we flew British Airlines, and I hadn't flown British in a long, long time. I must have had a I'll give them a plug. I really, they made that trip very enjoyable.
I did. My family went for spring break to London back in March, and we flew British Airways from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it was.
And it's nice.
Yeah, they do a nice job. Jerry in Milwaukee. Hello, thank you for calling.
Yes, good morning. I have a question. I'm totally flexible, but I'm planning to travel to Ghana. And I'm totally flexible in terms of departing either from Chicago, Minneapolis, or even Kennedy. But my question to you is, I'm fairly well-seasoned. That is, would you suggest I purchase a ticket straight to London and then purchase a ticket from London or from London down to Ghana there, or just to save money, you know, that mm-hmm. I'm looking to save dollars.
Yeah.
I'm very flexible, you know.
Sure. A couple things. It depends on how long you plan to stay in Europe. Are you staying a couple days in Europe before heading on to Ghana?
I would just use London as a hub.
Yeah. So a couple of different things you can do. Certainly, in what time frame were you going? I missed what time frame. Is it this fall?
6 months. Again, I'm flexible in that regard. But
right. So definitely, well, the cheapest time to go is going to be in that range, the first 2 weeks in December or the first 3 weeks in January.
Okay.
After you get past. So those would be your cheapest times. That's what's called winter rates. And winter rates are typically about 40% of sort of summer rates, right?
Okay.
So that price of that ticket typically would cost in the $1,700 to $1,800 range just because there's not a lot of flights into Ghana, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely start looking, not right now. It's a little bit too early to look if you're going to go early December or mid-January. I would start looking again in mid to late August and start looking for that ticket. And you could buy your ticket all the way up until sort of mid to late October, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would be a little bit hesitant. It depends on are you a light packer or a heavy packer?
I'm a light packer. I can go to Europe with a carry on for two weeks.
Okay, so then you have the ability to sort of double up on your ticket and look at some pricing out of Europe into Ghana. So a couple sites I would look to, it's if you wanted to split up your ticket and do sort of a transatlantic ticket on a U.S. or flag carrier, and then take somebody like BA or somebody to Ghana, would be a site like Skyscanner over in Europe, skyscanner.net, or momondo.com. They have really good search engines for looking for those tickets. So if you want to split up your ticket, use that site. And then also you're looking at, you know, taking that same flight over to some place like London. I would try – London's a little more expensive. If you don't really care about staying in England, I would try to look for a different hub like Amsterdam or Frankfurt, for example.
Ah.
I'm not familiar with the continent at all, but is there plane service, for instance, from Northern Africa south? I mean, that's similar to the Eurail situation in Europe.
Unfortunately, I know a lot about airfare, but not a lot about trains.
Yeah.
Can't
help you out there.
Yeah, I can't help you out on that one, but the reason I would steer away from London Heathrow is they charge an additional $70 in taxes just for stopping at London Heathrow.
Yeah, there you go. So good luck, Jerry. Appreciate your call very much. Rick Seeney, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. Our guest, I'm Larry Mueller. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for listening in on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking airfares with Rick Seeney, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. Great to have him along. Thank you for listening. And if you have a trip in the future and want to know about prices, I hope you'll give us a call. Or maybe non-price related things too. We can certainly talk about other things relating to flying other than the price. But the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post there or email us at talk@WPR.org. We did get an email, saw several emails, one from Roseanne in Madison, who says, we are booked for a small ship Alaskan inside passage cruise in June of 2013, start in Ketchikan and end in Sitka. We can fly from Minneapolis or Chicago. How should we look for a good ticket price and when?
Yeah, so there's somebody that's planning way ahead. We can always help those people.
Yeah.
It's the ones that have to leave tomorrow that I have troubles with, because airlines are really going to stick it to you typically with that. For June of next year travel, typically what you'll see is airlines start to probe about 3 months before departure on these domestic flights, especially to places like Alaska. So typically about 3 months before departure, they'll try to test and throw out some cheaper prices to see how well bookings are going. And that's when you want to start shopping. Certainly, you want to sign up for alerts. You can only buy tickets up to 11 months in advance. And here's a tip for most people. If you buy your tickets, especially domestic tickets, outside of that 3 to 4 month window, the airlines are basically charging you the 4th, 5th, and 6th cheapest prices, because they don't release any of their cheaper price points until that sort of 3.5 month time frame.
Okay. So be careful.
Yeah, I mean, you can actually book too early. I know a lot of people, I like when people book early, but you can actually book a little too early.
And here's another email from Libby, who says, my husband and I were just talking about Rick, about you. We are planning a June, here's another June 2013 West Coast trip, wondering when we should start stalking flights. So I assume same advice applies there.
Yeah, as long as it's domestic, you want to increase your window of shopping a little bit earlier if you're looking international. They start to test the cheaper prices around 4.5 to 5 months before departure, just because people are a little more proactive and the ticket prices are a little more expensive, so people tend to shop longer.
She says, we have a wedding to attend in Eugene, Oregon on June 21st and a second wedding just outside of Seattle, Washington on June 29th, so 8 days apart.
So yeah, I definitely would start shopping in sort of the March time frame of next year.
Okay. And they have they also have a now unborn, but by then, 9-month-old baby. Any hints or tips on that?
Well, a couple things. First of all, if you put them in your lap under 2 years of age, they fly for free, both domestic and international. Any kids under 12 today don't have to take up their shoes, including 9-month-olds.
Yeah.
And by the way, that means you don't have to go through the body scanner. As if you're mom or dad, you can go through the metal detector with your kids, for example. So definitely, I would try to get there a little bit early. I would definitely, there's a nice TSA app there called My TSA that tells you the wait lines, especially when you're traveling, so you know how big the wait is, for example, and what the average wait at certain gates. So sometimes you can go in, but you want to give yourself plenty of time, especially for that first baby. And, you know, babies really have a tough time with the pressurization in the cabins.
Yeah.
And so you have to be really careful. That's why you see those babies crying during takeoff and landing, is their ears are hurting them really pretty badly. If they're a little older, things like gum helps. Certainly, you probably ought to talk to your pediatrician, too, to make sure you do everything you can to make sure their little ears aren't hurting too bad.
Yeah, lots of good tips. And thank you very much for calling. Jason in Chippewa Falls, turn to you now. Hi, Jason.
Hi. Just a question about travel to, first off, to San Francisco. We're planning on going at the end of August, maybe early September. I know in the past they've had really, you know, flights for like $99. I've heard of that a couple of years ago. And anything like that coming up now? I'm sure not. But
you do. Right now Southwest has a sale, which a lot of people are matching. That ends actually tomorrow. The travel dates are between August 21st and really till Thanksgiving time, with a couple blackouts in between there. So I definitely would be looking today for that ticket. I know we're on a Thursday. You're on that back end of that window, but that sale ends tomorrow. Okay. So I would definitely do some shopping today for end of August. You need to be, I mean, we're sitting here in mid-July. You cannot buy your ticket any later than about August 10th or August 12th, because right at that 14-day mark, the prices jump pretty dramatically before departure. Okay. So you have about 2 weeks here to sort of look and see what's happening. I see some sales coming in for some of those August time periods. Southwest just had a sale. I wouldn't be surprised to see Delta and or United or American tossing a sale. So I'd be looking at those prices right now and buying within the next, say, 7 or 8 days.
Okay, perfect. And then also, I'm going to be making frequent trips out to Denver. My aunt just got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and she's out there on a ranch. And so we're going to have to take care of her animals while she's getting treatment. I'm just wondering if there's any good ideas that you have as far as frequent trips without having to spend, you know,
sure. You definitely want to pre-buy your tickets whenever you see a sale. So one of the tough things about it is if you can go and you know you're going to go, you can usually get a deal. But if you want to be sort of flexible and wait to the last second, that's what really hurts people when they have these frequent trips. You also need to know, too, that airlines tend to fence people in with higher prices if you only stay one or two nights.
Okay.
For example, so if you stay a third night, the price typically drops anywhere from 5% to 15%.
Okay, great.
All right, good tips there. Thank you for calling and good luck. Appreciate it. And Keith in O'Connell Falls. Hi, thank you for calling. Oh, let's see. Didn't push the button hard enough. Here, now I pushed it. Hi, Keith.
Good morning. Hey, I'm planning a trip in January to Hawaii, probably Maui. And I'm trying to figure out, it's pretty overwhelming. We're talking a week to 10 days, trying to figure out the most advantageous way to book flights, hotel rooms, that type of thing. Should I use a travel agent, buy a package deal? What's the best way to approach that?
Well, you know, typically packages in general, especially during that early January time, which is sort of nobody's flying at that time typically, so it's a perfect time to go to Hawaii, by the way, right after, you know, New Year's hits, because everybody's back at work, and the people that can go during that time frame typically are going to get pretty good deals. Packaging on hotel, you'll see them able to discount. There's not a lot of discounts into Hawaii in general because it's just a pretty popular location, and they haven't added a bunch of flights in the last 4 or 5 years. In fact, they've removed some flights. But I definitely would start shopping around the October time frame for that ticket, or maybe late August, early October.
Excellent. All right, that is more help than I've had so far.
Yeah, definitely wait a little bit. Right now, you're outside of that 3-month window, which they typically aren't. They're not testing the waters quite there. Package sites tend to the air gets discounted a little bit less, but the hotel more. So I definitely would check both. But if you have a certain hotel in mind that you want to go to, your best bet is to probably do it a la carte. But there will be a lot of discounting going on in both Maui and Honolulu, for example. And so you should look at the package prices. Typically, what you'll find is you might save anywhere from $50 to $75 a night on your hotel rate if you buy it as part of a package.
All right, excellent. What about travel agents? Should I get hold of a travel agent or do it on my own?
Again, if you know somebody that's really good that's in your area, definitely, by all means. I mean, people that actually understand, you know, a variety of these things are really good at what they're doing. I always do, you know, I'm sort of Reagan-esque, trust but verify, right?
Right.
So shop a little yourself, and if you want to get a travel agent to get you in there, just sort of cross-check them a little bit.
All right, excellent. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Carl in Green Bay, it is your turn. Hi, Carl.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Great information I'm hearing.
Thank you.
My question is flying to Phoenix out of Green Bay, Appleton, or Milwaukee late March. What's the best time?
Yeah, you definitely don't want to buy your ticket before the end of the year because that's outside the range. Typically what we see over some historical patterns is that about 4 or 5 days after the first of the year, we see our first sort of late winter, early spring sales occur. So you want to shop basically start shopping that second week in January.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, because I know it's spring break around that time. I know it's pretty busy out there.
Yeah, see, what happens is that they're not really, and they're going to hit you, especially if you want to leave on a Saturday, on a Sunday of spring break weekend out of your particular city. Airlines know exactly when the spring break is around their particular airport. So they tend to jack up prices on the Saturday and Sunday of before spring break and the Saturday and Sunday after. If you can break up your trip into a 4 or 5 night trip, it's better for you to leave on a Tuesday, come back on a Saturday, for example, because everybody wants to maximize their spring break by leaving on Saturday or Sunday and coming back on Sunday, and that's when they raise prices by 50% to 70% during spring break. You want to check that first sale the second week in January.
There you go.
Okay, hey, great information. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Janine in Sparta, hi there.
Good morning.
Morning.
We have been to Europe a couple times, and we're thinking England. We're not exactly sure if we can go sometime this fall. That would be fine. Otherwise, maybe next spring. My question is, would we be better to try to plan to fly into, like, Manchester or even into Ireland someplace rather than going into Heathrow?
Absolutely. If you want to save some money, Ireland is the cheapest place to fly, especially if you can leave from Chicago. They have a bunch of pretty cheap flights because Aer Lingus is a lower cost transatlantic carrier, so it tends to drive the price down out of Chicago. The cool thing about Ireland is it's the home base for Ryanair, which is a very low cost airline where you can go from Dublin, for example, to London or to a variety of the other countries, France, Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, anywhere you want to go, and you can take a relatively low-cost trip as long as you don't pack very heavy. As long as you pack light, I would recommend, you know, sort of doing that. But definitely Ireland. Manchester, it's harder to get to because there's hardly any flights from the U.S. directly into Manchester, a few of them from Newark and New York. Almost everything flows through London Heathrow where you have that extra surcharge of $50 to $70.
Okay.
There you go. Thanks a lot for calling, Janine. David in Lake Geneva. Hi.
Good morning. Question. My wife and I go through this every year. We take our young children to see their grandparents in Prague. We like to go last 2 weeks of August, a couple of weeks in the beginning of September. Looking to find the best fares. I won't fly Polish Airlines. I prefer British Airways or something, something larger. But what's the secret to finding some decent fare? We're paying about $2,200 for a coach class seat right now.
Yeah, I think that some of the same tips. First of all, if you want to leave Monday through Thursday, if you can, both directions, that'll save you about $80 to $90 each way. I mean, on your round trip, $40 to $45 each way. I definitely would be shopping right now for late August and early September. You're a little bit late in the game to get a good deal. Certainly, if you're going into Prague, you have to be careful. If you look at people like Delta, they have their codeshare partners like KLM, Air France, and some of them will automatically codeshare with LOT Polish, even if you think you're flying on Delta, for example, or American or United.
That's what happens. Exactly, what happens.
Be sure and look at – there's new disclosure rules as of last year where each of the sites has to disclose the operating carrier as part of it. So be sure and hit the little button that says details if you're looking at it to make sure that you're not getting on a code share flight. Definitely, you know, if you're looking at sort of the bigger airlines, almost all of them have partnerships. For example, Delta's big partner is KLM Air France. American's big partner is British Airways. United's big partner is Lufthansa. So that's basically your three choices.
Okay. And the best fares you're going to find for that part is usually what? Is it going to be late winter or
When is the best time to travel?
July? Absolutely. The price breaks occur basically at the end of August. You get one price break that goes from summer to fall season. Then in mid-October, it starts winter season, so you get another price break, and the prices start to lift up in early March.
All right.
Great. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
Yep. Sure. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. I forgot to mention earlier, but Judith went to our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, and that app, that TSA, that Transportation Security Administration app that you were talking about, we posted that up on my Facebook page so people can go to it and get that app.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the whole thing about the flying experience is about getting good quality information as quickly as you can, right? Setting up for alerts, setting up for flight status alerts, looking at the wait times and lines. It just, if you're proactive, you'll have a much better experience. And if you pack light, it'll even be better.
Yeah, absolutely. Nancy in Ladysmith says, we're looking to go to Finland in September for about 10 days, haven't made our reservations. What's the best airline to travel on to get to Finland, and are there any deals out there?
Yeah, again, most of the U.S. carriers are going to use some form of a partner to get to Finland. If you're out of Minneapolis, I think Iceland Air also flies out of there. Which I think they fly into Finland as well as a little lower cost airline, a little more Spartan. But you're going to, again, you're going to end up on, you know, with Delta, you're going to end up on KLM or Air France. With American, you're going to end up on British Airways. In the case of United, you'll probably end up on Lufthansa.
Carol in Solon Springs, hello.
Hi. We are planning a trip to China, probably just to go directly into Beijing. We will be there about 15 days. We could reverse our trip and do it, just go to Beijing if it'd be a lot lesser expensive, but we would prefer to fly in and out of Shanghai. Do you have any helpful hints?
Sure, a couple things. Since it's going to be a long trip, the absolute cheapest prices to both Beijing and Shanghai are out of the West Coast cities, Los Angeles and San Francisco, especially San Francisco. So what I like to do, and what I do almost every time that I go into Asia, is I go and spend the night in California in either San Francisco and buy two separate tickets, because typically you're going to get a ticket that's anywhere from $300 to $400 cheaper out of the West Coast, and you can always find a flight into the West Coast either on a low-cost airline or even on another airline. But if you want to go directly fly through, you're going to be connecting from the West Coast no matter what.
Okay.
And you definitely want to start shopping about 4.5 to 5 months before departure. When did you say you were leaving?
Oh, well, we've missed out on that. We're going in October.
You're in October. You need to be shopping right now for sure. The ticket prices right now out of, for example, Minneapolis or Chicago are averaging anywhere from $1,350 to $1,700. Beijing is a little less expensive than Shanghai, but it's not terrible. There's been some new flights into Shanghai out of the West Coast, so you're going to get a little bit of a break. So if you want to go to Shanghai, you'll pay probably an extra $30 to $60 for the convenience of going into Shanghai.
Okay, that would be worth that much.
Yeah.
Okay, so out of L.A. or San Francisco, the prices right now are running $1,350 to
$1,700? Yeah, out of that, in that range. For October, it drops a little. We've seen them as low as $1,250 to $1,200, but only for certain sales that are occurring. The main reason there's not a lot of discounting into Asia is most of the travel into Asia is related to business travel. So what they're doing is filling up their planes with business travelers and then sort of, you know, padding out the rest of them with leisure travelers. So it's not a huge incentive to discount.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, would it flying from Minneapolis or flying from Chicago, it's better to get two different tickets?
Well, you know, I would look at both. Sometimes you'll see the difference in ticket prices. Let me take a quick look here and see the price points. And you said you wanted to go in October, right?
Yes, the latter half, not the first week, because that's a holiday season there.
And you're going to stay about 15 nights, right?
Yes.
cool. I'll do this quick while we're chatting about it. Another couple of tips, too, is if you're going to do that, you want to leave yourself a day lead time, right? Because you don't want to set up a connecting flight on, you know, Southwest or somebody and then have to make a connection because you're going to have to move your baggage and a variety of stuff. If only you do this if you can be leisurely about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're 72, so we can be as leisurely as possible.
Yeah. So right now out of Minneapolis to Shanghai, the prices are in the high 1200s right now. The cheapest day is October 1st. There's actually a ticket out there for a 15-day trip around $1,150. So in this particular case, depending on what you want to do, I would look at, and I'm looking out of the West Coast right now, it's $980 for October. So you're not getting that much of a benefit. So I would go ahead and buy my ticket out of Minneapolis right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Super. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And Pat in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi.
Hi. My husband and I are going to be traveling to Tanzania in February. Interested in when the best time? Is it too early to be booking? Secondly, we may want to do an open draw where either out of Minneapolis or O'Hare that we would fly into Kilimanjaro. And then instead of coming home from Kilimanjaro, flying from Kilimanjaro to Lusaka, can we even explore these kind of open jar multi-city trips on your webpage?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, well, we don't actually have multi-city option on our site right now. There's sites like Orbitz that have a really good multi-city option. What I like to do on our site is basically look at each individual leg and see what the price points are and sort of sign up for alerts for each individual. So, like, for example, Chicago to Kilimanjaro would sign up for, because the way open jaws are done is basically a half round-trip price, right? So as you do your open jaw, they're going to charge you half for that one. And if you have a surface, if you drive or take a train or something to another city and then come back, they're going to charge you half that round trip. So that gives you a good way to sort of check on the prices. The thing that's difficult about these multi-city options is what happens is that you don't get a, depending on which engine you use, Orbitz, Expedia, and Travelocity each have their own different engines. I would try all three of them, because they generate wildly different itineraries, right? But you should be looking in that sort of $1,700 to $1,900 range. That's what you should be paying for that trip for that time period. And you need to start shopping in about a month and a half or so.
All right, there we go. Thank you very much for calling with that question. And Rick, thank you so much. And again, people just go to faircompare.com. They can sign up for the alerts and see. You've got a lot of other great information on the site.
Yeah, you can always catch me every week on abcnews.com. I also have a column on USA Today every 2 weeks, so you can catch me in those places too if you want to see some chatting about airfare and air travel.
Always a pleasure, Rick. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of faircompare.com. And he'll be back. We'll have him again for sure. And whether you've got a summer or fall getaway on the calendar or not, chances are you'll be spending a lot of time at home this summer as well. Coming up next, Chef Michael Fecker from Il Mito in Wauwatosa joins us with great ideas for refreshing and delicious summer meals. Hope you'll stay tuned right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.